Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Property Investing Know-How. I am your host, Richard Pan. Learn to be a successful property investor on your terms. So again, my third podcast. Welcome to all my friends and listeners. Today I'm going to talk about investing in regional area. So recently a couple of people talk about it. Asked me the questions, and I saw something kind of related to it, so I decided to do a topic on this. What happened was one of the listeners of my very first podcast texted me saying, "Hey Richard, the information you share was pretty good. What's your recommendation or suggestions about investing in regional area?" And also 2 days later, a friend of mine posted something on Facebook saying that, you know, they started out very young, very active investing in mining towns and then built a portfolio very quickly, accumulated a net worth about just over $1 million before turning 30. And then all of a sudden, the mining boom ended a lot quicker than expected. And his property price smashed and he pretty much lost all his equity accumulated. That was quite devastating. So I want to make a statement at the very beginning that I personally do not have any property holding in any of the regional area. But having said that, it's not really all theories, because I did investigate it very closely, and I was sort of ready to pull the trigger again, also in mining town. But fortunately, I seeked some advice from a property mentor, and he suggested not to do so. Anyway, that saved me a lot of money. So if you do want to, let's first start talking about why people are attractive. So number one, the price is a lot cheaper than your major capital cities, Sydney or Melbourne in particular. The yield is a lot higher. So in Sydney or Melbourne, we're talking about 2.3%, 2.5% yield. On the other hand, regional areas, it's not uncommon you came across 4% yield. The first thing, if I'm looking at a regional area, number one thing I will be looking at is the population. So my rule of thumb is about 5,000 people. Occasionally, I will look at towns smaller than that, talking about 3,000. But generally speaking, 5,000 is my sort of criteria to look at it. The reason for that is that means you have enough demand for rental property. So obviously you want to provide something that people want. And if we're talking about just 1,000 people living there, even if the yield is close to 10%, that means if your vacancy rate is a lot higher, you lose money. You need to pay a mortgage, and then you're not getting any rental income for extended period of time. So not really worth the risk. So 5,000 population. Second thing is about industries / jobs. So remember this, never ever look at a regional town only got one major industry. So mining town, a great example. When the mining boom ended, all those people, workers, lost a job and then they moved to somewhere else to seek opportunities, and you got a property with inflated price, and no one actually want to buy, you cannot rent it out. So that was a really, really, really sad situation. So look at that. Another thing is a sort of tip on that. You look for news about McDonald's or KFC or Hungry Jack's or the Bunnings, etc., etc. Those type of stores, if they are opening up in a regional town, they spend lots of money doing market research, right? So they will be investing in the area, at least in their view, that, you know, they will have a lot more people moving in to justify that they open up a new shop there. So if they do, they already did the due diligence for you. So follow that. That's a shortcut instead of for you to do the research. And you don't need to spend the money and then save you a ton of time. So watch out for that. Recently, I visited a beautiful coastal town called Nelson Bay in Port Stephens areas, New South Wales, that almost 3 hours drive from Sydney. And it is very famous for tourists. And almost pretty much that's the only major industry. So I had a look at their price. But to my surprise, in the last 2 years, the price growth is very, very strong. And then I thought, you know what? One possibility could be that people are retired or retiring, and then they sold their property in Sydney, and then they moved to this area. And then I had a conversation with one of the local accountants, and he basically said the exactly same thing. We have people moving to this area because of, got oceans, beautiful views. The property price is a lot cheaper than Sydney. So that basically means from the supply side of, sorry, from the demand side of things, is very, very strong, even if they only got one industry, which is tourist. So you just need to, do your homework and find it out before you make any decision. Another tip I would want to give you is when you do your research, find out if there's any major infrastructure happening in the area. So obviously, if they do, meaning building roads, upgrading roads, and building new hospitals, new schools, new train stations. So this is actually a good indicator that, it will attract people to work and live there. So imagine this, the road, because, for example, another reason I believe that Nelson Bay performed really well was because it is only 2 and 3 hours away from Sydney. All right, if the grandparents retired and settled down there, it's still very easy for them to travel in the highway and see their grandchildren in Sydney. So that's why if they didn't have a highway, and then there's some sort of upgrade happening, and that will definitely have a positive side on the price. So if we're looking about particular type of properties, my preference always be house, because they are a lot cheaper. And try to buy a house, maybe give you two stream of income. So I'm very big on that one. Yes, the yield is already better than your any major capital cities, but if you can have two duplexes side by side, give you two stream of income rather than one, you really minimize your risk. Or alternatively, you look at houses where they got large block of land. Even if you don't know how to do the subdivisions and things like that, if your land have the potential, you will attract higher price later on when you put them on the market to sell to the people who actually got a skill and intention to do a land subdivision. So that's pretty much my tip for looking at the regional areas. Share with me about your thoughts. Once again, my email address is richard@propertyinvestingknowhow.com. Let me know what sort of information you want, what sort of things you're interested. Ask me questions. I will actually put them in my next podcast. So until we meet again, invest intelligently. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.